Oral update on revenue recognition.
I'm going to hand over to Raghava just to provide you with an update on the last FASB TRG meeting.
Good morning, and as you will recall, the FASB scheduled three meetings of the Revenue Transition Resource Group with its stakeholders for this year. The first one was in April, the second one was cancelled, and the third and the latest one was held on 7th of November. Now, similarly to the April meeting, some board members, this time Gary and Steve, and staff on the revenue team participated as observers at the November meeting. Now, it was a half a day meeting at which four papers were discussed, and all the four papers relate to issues that might be of interest to IFRS stakeholders because they relate to fully converged parts of the standard. Now, the four topics, the first one was about recognition of revenue over time with specific focus on how the two conditions in paragraph 35C, that is no alternative use and right to payment, should be assessed. So the paper focused on how those two conditions have to be assessed. The second paper was capitalization and amortization of incremental costs of obtaining a contract, focusing on which costs to obtain a contract are incremental and how an entity determines the amortization period. So the paper set out some useful factors to be considered in making that assessment. The third one was about applying the exception of the sales-based or usage-based royalties on licensing contracts when the contract includes a minimum amount of royalties to be received. And the fourth one was on accounting for an upfront payment that an entity makes to a customer, whether with or without a currently legally enforceable revenue contract, focusing on whether the entity recognizes that payment as a reduction of revenue over a longer longer period than the currently legally enforceable contract. Now, the staff is of the view that no follow-up is required by the board in respect of these issues discussed at the TRG meeting. Now, the first two papers on recognition of revenue over time and incremental costs of obtaining a contract are mainly educational in nature and focus on explaining the board's considerations when developing the standard. The discussion on the remaining two papers specifically and in general on all the four papers highlighted the importance of considering the relevant facts and circumstances and in particular circumstance and the exercise of judgment. So we are happy to take any questions.
So you said the staff's view. Do you mean our staff's view or do you mean their staff's view in the papers to the TRG?
As of now it's our staff view.
What was their staff recommending action on it?
Well, they don't recommend in the TRG meeting, okay. But we're not aware that there's any follow-up going to be put off by the FASB staff to the FASB. Just to highlight that there's no further meetings scheduled by the FASB, so effectively our two positions are now similar in the sense of the TRG has not been disbanded. But our respective mailboxes remain open.
Excellent.
Thanks. Helpful.
Thank you.
All right.